Another state is going its own way. Elisa Brady, Fox News. New York's statewide mandate for indoor businesses is ending. It required proof of vaccination or masking.
Given the declining cases, given declining hospitalizations, that is why we feel comfortable to lift this in effect tomorrow.
Governor Kathy Hochul letting it expire instead of renewing it. But for now, she's keeping a mask mandate in place for schools and child care centers, other state regulated group settings, including nursing homes and mass transit. At least five states plan to end mask mandates in schools later this month or in March, four of them led by Democratic governors, even as the CDC continues to recommend masks in schools.
Cases and hospitalizations are falling. This is, of course, encouraging, and that leads us, of course, to have us look at all of our guidance based on the latest data and the science and what we know about the virus.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they don't have any updates for now. States easing restrictions are still giving local officials the option to keep masking. Iran shows off a missile during nuclear talks with the U.S.
Iran says this is footage of a newly developed missile. A glossy video shows the weapon being launched and blowing up dummy targets. Iran claims the missile has a big range of some 900 miles, one of the longest ranges in the country's missile arsenal. If that claim is true, it could reach American military bases in the region as well as Israel. The details were released as Iran, the US, and other countries hold talks on reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. This is the tension with Russia continues over Ukraine. Earlier today, the U.S. winning help from Slovakia's parliament, giving the U.S. access to two Air Force bases next door to Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Part of the prosecution strategy is revealed for the first trial over the Capitol riot.
Guy Wesley Reffitt's trial is set to begin at the end of February. The charges against him include interfering with law enforcement officers during a civil disorder and obstructing Congress's duty to certify the results of the 2020 election. Prosecutors have unveiled an inventory of the extensive evidence they intend to introduce, including surveillance videos, police communications, text messages, geolocation data, and testimony from a Secret Service agent, as well as testimony from his own children. Reffitt has openly pushed back against accusations, saying there was no insurrection, no conspiracy, no sinister plan, and no reason to think otherwise.
Fox's Ted Linder. About 200 people have pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the riot. A second man pleads guilty in the suspected plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That leaves four men still facing trial next month and gives prosecutors a second key witness. The suspects accused of wanting to kidnap Whitmer because of pandemic restrictions. The U.S. finally strikes gold in Beijing.
The Russian Olympic Committee leads the overall medal standings with 11. One more medal than Norway and Austria. Four more than the United States, which picked up its first gold medal of these Olympics Wednesday in women's snowboard cross. 36-year-old Lindsay Jacob Ellis became the oldest American woman ever to win a Winter Olympics gold medal. Jacob Ellis won her first Olympics medal 16 years ago, a silver, in the same event when, infamously, she crashed just before the finish line while celebrating victory too soon. Fellow five-time Olympian and snowboarding legend Shaun White is one of three Americans who qualified for the final in the men's halfpipe. American figure skater Nathan Chen will try for a gold medal Wednesday night Eastern time when he takes a near six-point lead into the men's free skate. Jared Max, Fox News.
Back-to-back rallies on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 255 points. Oil prices slightly lower, but still over $89 a barrel. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.